We are back with you in hour number one at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show here at the Quicken Loans Studios. And the countdown is on for the NFL Combine to get underway. The team we will feature tonight will be the Minnesota Vikings, as we will be previewing in our next segment some of the positions that the Vikings will look to address in the upcoming draft and players they may be targeting. We're also going to walk down memory lane and reflect on the former and legendary head coach of the Vikings, the great Bud Grant, and what distinguished him as a head coach. It is such a pleasure to welcome in tonight Jim Bruton. He's a sports writer and author, and he worked with Bud Grant on this new book. It is titled I Did It My Way, Bud Grant. Good to have you with us, Jim.
Well, thank you. I enjoy being with you, and should have a lot of fun talking about Bud.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we have a lot of ground to cover, so we're going to get right to it, because this has been a time of transition for the Vikings. You guys have a new head coach in Mike Zimmer as he looks to get situated, and his staff, they've got to address a number of key areas. Does it all start defensively?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, we gave up one of the worst round of games with defense this year than we've had that I can remember. I mean, I think we were one of the worst in the league, something like 31st out of 32 teams. And we remember the days of the Purple People Eaters, and where the defense won the great games for the Vikings. And last year was a sorry excuse for a defense, no question about that. But the quarterback situation has been another problem for a couple of years now. And I think going way back to the days of Fran Tarkin and Tommy Kramer, we really haven't had a quarterback that's been in and settled for a number of years, and that's been a big problem for us.
Well, you got to feel good, though. You've got a strong personality coming in on board in Norv Turner, and just his credentials and what he brings to the table.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. I mean, just having watched him for all those years with the Redskins, and I think recently with San Diego, the wide open offense, throw the ball down the field. It's been exciting, so I think it's going to be really great to have that kind of an offense, and hopefully he can develop one of the quarterbacks we have, or we'll find something in the draft or through free agency.
Okay, so Norv Turner, last season at Cleveland, six seasons as San Diego's head coach. What is the mindset, do you think, going into the 2014 NFL draft? I mean, they've got to get, what, a young quarterback and perhaps bring in a veteran?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think there's a lot of fans and even I think the organization, from what I read and hear people talking about, that they'd like to bring Matt Cassel back. It seemed like every time we were figuring that Cassel was going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year last year, and then the future, he'd follow a good game with a bad game, and so then it seems like it was starting all over again. And they say, at least through the media, that Christian Ponder will be back as quarterback again, and whether or not he'll be starting or not, I would doubt that. But there's also some exciting quarterbacks in the draft, so we'll have to see what happens.
We're talking about the Minnesota Vikings with sports writer, author Jim Bruton this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And that is interesting, because I understand what the general manager, Rick Spielman, saying that Christian Ponder will be back for next season. So when will that be determined?
You know, Ponder was another one that, like Castle, I mean, he would have several good games, and then all of a sudden he would just kind of stink up the place. And after 3 years, I mean, I did Fran Tarkenen's book several years ago, and Fran has always been of the belief that within a very short period of time, you get to have a pretty good idea of whether somebody can play or not, and that it doesn't always take, you know, several years sitting behind a season quarterback before somebody's ready. I mean, there's a lot of players that have come in and played right away, and we just have not been able to settle in on a quarterback here for a number of years now.
Well, that is such a critical position, and the Vikings will definitely be looking for some answers. And this is a new era in Minnesota Vikings football, and with your new head coach, Mike Zimmer, he is looking to quickly turn things around. Joins the Vikings after spending the last six seasons as the defensive coordinator with the Bengals, who helped lead them to the playoffs the past three consecutive years. You got to love what he brings to the table, because he has that defensive mindset.
Yeah, it's going to be different. No doubt about that. Al Frazier had a defensive mindset, but apparently the personalities are quite different. I mean, Frazier was very well liked here. He was thought to be a very consistent, nice guy, kind of a coach, well liked by the players, by the organization, by the fans. But he didn't win enough, and that's the bottom line. And Zimmer seems to be more of the hard-nosed, get in your face, that type of coach, but apparently very well liked also by players. So it's always exciting when you have a new coach and you have to kind of see what's going to happen. But it's exciting. I mean, we've got a new coach. We've got starting out next year, the next 2 years, the Vikings will be playing outside again for the first
time. That's right, yes.
1982. Uh-huh. They'll be playing at the University of Minnesota Stadium. And then of course, in three seasons, two seasons outside, then we'll be in the brand new stadium that's being built right now.
You know, Jim, you talked about the passion that Mike Zimmer brings, but also you have to look at his background. I mean, he has worked with, two Hall of Fame coaches, whether it's Barry Switzer, who's in the College Football Hall of Fame, and Bill Parcells in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I didn't know much about him. I mean, you know, as a longtime Viking supporter and so forth, you always kind of look for the big name, somebody that you're familiar with and you know. And so, I mean, he was a name that I certainly didn't know, and I'm sure a lot of the players and so forth. But the interesting thing about it is, I always find it interesting when you hear interviews of people who played for an individual, and they kind of cut right to the chase, and everything we've read is that the people who played for him think he's great, and he certainly has had a good track record so far. You always wonder, you know, well, why hasn't he been a head coach before? Well, sometimes it just takes a long time for some people.
Well, and he is a Midwest guy. Do you believe that he is a good fit for Minnesota?
I think so. Everything that we've heard to this point, I've talked to some people who know him, gotten to know him quite well since the short time he's been here, and I haven't heard anything negative. People that I have a lot of confidence in have been very impressed, and so I think as a fan and what we've read and everything, he's pretty impressive at this point.
You know, in some of the interviews that I've seen with Mike, I mean, he talks a lot about the young players that they have on their roster, that they have potential to be great. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this Cordero Patterson is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's such a great, great young player. And of course, Adrian Peterson may be the best back that ever played the game. And he still seems to be running strong. And the offensive line of the Vikings is pretty good. A lot of seasoned veterans there. And so, I think there's just a lot of potential. We have a long way to go in the defensive end, and that's hopefully something he can really bring to the table.
Okay, when we opened up our interview, Jim, we were talking about the position of need, the defensive line. Who are perhaps some of the players that the Vikings might be targeting? Can you kind of weigh in on that a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, as far as a couple of big targets are people that are with them right now. And I mean, you got Jared Allen, who's a free agent, who they're thinking won't be back. You got Kevin Williams, who's been a mainstay in the line for so many years, won't be back. The Vikings released Aaron Henderson, who'd been kind of a solid linebacker here for a number of years because of some off the field conduct. And there's some good solid people on defense, but they're very, very young. And so I think the free agency, it just depends on who they pick up. There's a lot of unfamiliar names out there, but, you know, sometimes these players, when they get a chance and get a new surroundings, they do very, very well. But I think the biggest question that they're asking around here anyway, and certainly one that I feel is important, is that quarterback. You just can't win without a quarterback. I always like to read Fran Tarkin, and he writes for the St. Paul Pioneer Press once a week and has really got a good take on quarterbacks. And he's always said you got to have a quarterback to win. As I said before, going back to the Tommy Kramer and Fran days, we just haven't had a quarterback. We had Brett Favre for a couple of years, and that panned out one year, but the other year was kind of a disaster, which I've never been happy to have a Green Bay quarterback here anyway. So I think the number one thing that people talk about around here is the quarterback.
Okay, we are visiting with Jim Bruton. He is a sports writer and author. We're going to talk about here in just a minute about his new book that he has teamed up with Bud Grant on. It is an autobiography about Bud Grant, his amazing, his legendary career, 18 years as the head coach with the Minnesota Vikings. It is titled, I Did It My Way. Now, the one guy, we got to talk about our former Sooner. How is AD doing?
Well, he's had a couple of injuries the last couple of years, as you know. I mean, he missed a few games last year with a groin, and then he had some off-season surgery and that. But this guy is—I remember being out at Winter Park for a huge fan day when Adrian Peterson was drafted, and when they announced that the Vikings had picked Adrian Peterson, I mean, the place went nuts. And very frankly, it's gone nuts for the last number of years that he's been here. I mean, he is just the most amazing back. I was out there at the stadium when he broke the all-time record for one game, and I mean, he is the most exciting player I think that's ever played the game, and from the running back perspective. And he's big, he's strong, he wants to win, he wants to play, and I mean, you just couldn't have a better leader.
Sounds like what you're impressed with the most is the intangibles that he brings, just that heart.
just so much heart. I mean, when he came back from that that knee injury 2 years ago, I mean, nobody could believe it.
Right.
He could come back and then have a record-setting season like he did, and come back as early as he did. I've had one occasion to spend a little time with him, and you just couldn't find a nicer young man. I mean, you don't want to shake hands with this guy because he'll break your wrist. He has a grip and a shake like nobody I've ever been around. But I mean, he is the nicest young man, the most polite, friendly, decent, and everybody you talk to says the same thing about him.
Okay, we're having a candid conversation with Jim Bruton. He is a sports writer and author, and right now we are going to transition and talk about his book. But first, we've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much more with Jim Bruton at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.